Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
What he said about the perfect place to die in the field, and everybody ran around with the quotes and
right.
This guy is so out of line and he's tone deaf and how could you say such a thing when everybody suffers from this and you have all these examples. I think that the criticism of Jamal Adams yesterday was way over the top.
Yeah.
Way. Now, I mean, why can't we just assess the situation reasonably as a sports consuming public? Why does it always have to be the worst thing in the world? Why can't it be that he's a young kid who hasn't been in front of big NFL media like this before, who said something that he wishes he had back that he didn't really mean? And he went on to clarify yesterday by saying, honestly, I really didn't see it getting that far. I was speaking about being passionate about the game that I love. I understand that some families were affected by CTE. I definitely didn't mean it in any type of way.
That's it. And he was totally talking about his passion for the game and how you're conditioned to shake off any little thing that you encounter, and it is not so little, it's significant. Shake that off and get back out there. And Morris Claiborne, former LSU Tiger as well, co-signed his words and his stance. And so I thought it was a bridge too far, the breathless reporting about all of this. Just relax and know that the young man was just trying to convey how much love he has for the game.
Yeah, and I didn't think that it was the right choice of words. We said it yesterday.
No.
And I said that you got to find a better way to say what you mean. But in no way should he be criticized.
No, he shouldn't be vilified for
tone
that.
Deaf. I can it's so tone deaf to the situation.
Oh, well.
Please. Please, 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 please. So hopefully he has learned his lesson with being very smart about the words that you choose. And it's things like this that make guys like Russell Wilson. Because Russell Wilson won't say a damn thing to anybody about anything when it comes to the NFL and football. Mm-hmm. Man, I just, want to go out and, I love my teammates and I love the game. And I really just want to be able to get out there and play as hard as I can and try to win the game and give it my all. It's that this story right here where this guy's trying to convey his passion for the game, saying the wrong thing, turns into this is why you have robotic athletes these days.
Well, that's true, because everyone's looking for that gotcha moment, and they're trying to turn a mountain or a hill into a mountain, and it's just ridiculous. Just know that the young man, what he was trying to say, and you can discern what he was getting at, and you don't have to turn into this full-blown controversy, and you have those who have lost loved ones to concussions and CTE chiming in and really lambasting the young man. But that's the age we're in, where every little thing has to be turned into something bigger than it was actually meant to be. And he, as you mentioned, comes back and he clarifies himself, and he shouldn't have had to have dealt with as much scrutiny as he did. And he'll learn from it, but he still professed his passion for the game and how he loves to play it. And that's all he was trying to do initially anyway. So I'm not surprised that some in the media will take his words and run with him and turn it into something that clearly wasn't meant to be.
Another update from a story yesterday. Brian's pal and friend of the show, Anthony Lynn, the Chargers head coach, the L.A. Chargers head coach, was being criticized for something he hadn't done yet, which was hold back Phillip Rivers and Antonio Gates from going to LaDainian Tomlinson's Hall of Fame induction. Well, Phillip Rivers will stay back. Antonio Gates will go.
Right.
And Anthony Lynn did not insist, as it was reported, that those guys stay back. He made sure that everybody knew that there was a conversation that was had. And wherever the insisting thing came from, it wasn't really fair to Anthony Lynn. And he is, at least from sitting next to him the one time, smart and savvy enough to realize that if he demanded that out of his veterans, That would be just the wrong way about going about things when you're the new head coach in town.
Right, and if this is a younger player and then they're trying to go to an event or something, I don't know why they would even contemplate trying to miss practice. If you're a younger player or a guy that's been in the league a few years and haven't really cemented your position on that team, and you don't have the status of veterans who've been doing it a lot longer, you wouldn't even contemplate going to coach and asking for a day off. But when you have guys who've played with LaDainian Tomlinson, who have been there and watched his rise and watched him really catapult to stardom as a San Diego Charger, you can understand why they would want to go. So Gates is going. Rivers will stay behind and help as they practice and open up to StubHub Center. So, I'm not so sure I believe the initial reports that Anthony Lynn was saying, no, you can't go, was adamant about that. He understands how the league works and the fact that this was a Hall of Fame teammate and they want to go and honor him for one day. That's not going to hurt anything, especially when, yes, you're learning a new system. You got a new staff there, but we're talking about vets. And if he didn't believe in those guys and their ability, they wouldn't be there.
Vontaze Burfict is just a troublemaker, and he's
always has been,
and now he's doing it to his own team, as they were had some drills at Bengals camp, and they're doing what it looked like was first team offense against first team defense because of the players involved, and it's a no tackle drill, and here's Vontaze Burfict tackling Giovanni Bernard to the ground as if it was a game. Tiny dude that he is in a no-tackle drill.
A dude who's going through a knee surgery.
Yes, exactly.
Why are you going like that at your teammate? You hit him high, you wrap him up, and you hold him up. You don't take him to the ground. We learned that in high school. And that's just ignorant on his part. But we've seen him do ignorant things before.
Yeah, and if I'm Marvin Lewis, if I'm someone that has any sort of pull in that organization, I don't know how much more I can deal with, even though he's been leading tackler. He's been such a great player for them. I mean, he's just a problem. He's constantly a problem. And the Bengals are known for picking up guys like that and having several of them on the roster. But, do what you want against the Steelers if it's dirty. Like, you can live with that because you hate that team.
Right. I mean, but not your teammates.
It's a way.
You don't do that. You don't tackle the running backs. You don't touch the quarterback, of course. You don't take your teammates to the ground. He shot through the line of scrimmage and just hit Giovanni Bernard low and took him to the ground. And I can understand why Giovanni Bernard was up there. The running back coach was upset. Everyone should have been upset. Even the defensive guys should have been upset. But this guy's a knucklehead. Nothing resonates with him, it seems.
If you're just joining us on Gio and Jones, it is a Wednesday morning. We are in the third hour of the program.
It is hump day.
Yeah.
It is. Wow.
Mike Haynes joined us earlier on the show to talk about prostate cancer awareness and some of his favorite moments of his Hall of Fame career. And all that was well and good. But really what today is about is something that we learned in the first segment of the program.
We have arrived.
That's right.
You know, a couple of things there are a couple of seminal moments.
Yes.
When you know you've arrived, when you have a good damn job and they keep hiring you back, when your sexuality is questioned and
excuse me.
And now
what?
That's when you know you're right. They start questioning your sexuality. That's when you know you're a superstar.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, what we're talking about is
okay, when you're in National Enquirer. How about that?
All right, that's a little makes a little more sense.
And then they question your sexuality.
So we found out this morning that Ray Lewis, the Ray Lewis, blocked the Gio and Jones Twitter account, at Gio and Jones. Now, I think that this has something to do with us tagging him in a post when we made fun of him the last time he did one of these stupid Twitter videos where he speaks to someone through Twitter and says it's man-to-man and gives somebody advice. He did one with Joe Flacco.
Right.
He did another one here with Colin Kaepernick. We make fun of the guy constantly.
It was man-to-whirl.
It was.
Yeah.
And he blocked us. And I asked him to block my personal account. It hasn't happened yet. He might not be awake. It is 5:10 in the morning.
What do you get? You get a notification that you've been blocked by someone?
No, you don't. You have to go to the account to find. That's how Mikey B. He was going to go and repost the video to show everybody the Ray Lewis video. He couldn't get to it.
Oh.
Because Ray Lewis blocked us.
And you put on your pants one leg at a time just like everybody else.
Oh, God. Ah. To hear that stupid phrase one more time in my life.
I got to say this man to man.
I'm going
to
say this man to man to
man
you.
Man to man.
Just between us.
Right.
And everyone else I just tweeted it out to.
And the 700,000 people that follow me.
Mm-hmm. I can't say I'm sorry, my brother.
He does have a lot of followers.
Move on. Damn. Keep moving.
Ray friggin' Lewis. Mm. Of course he's got a lot of followers.
Damn.
He's a big deal, this Ray Lewis.
Damn.
You know? It's huge.
700.
So the most ridiculous thing that Ray said in his latest Twitter video was that if he gets an opportunity to play, or he said when you get that opportunity to play again, you know, just concentrate on football mm-hmm. and the stuff that you do off the field.
Yeah.
Well, keep it quiet, man.
Yeah, keep it quiet.
Don't let a lot of people know.
Don't make it away.
What you're doing off the field, because that's not good. Whether it's good or bad, everybody's going to judge you. So, shh. If you're trying to call attention to something, a cause maybe, something close to your heart, what you need to do is, shh, button it up.
Don't let too many people know, because they're going to judge you anyway.
The cat's out of the bag, dude. What do you don't let them know?
No.
They already know.
No, BJ, no. You're trying to
Ray?
You're trying to change the world. You don't let anybody know. Shh.
Well, how do you change the world without letting anybody know?
Quietly.
Okay, so how does the world find out quietly?
It'll get around.
You get around.
Yeah, it'll get around.
Through osmosis?
Yeah, well, it's a possibility, yes.
Send up smoke signals?
The mail system is another way.
Or just mail it.
It could get around. Send out a mailer. That's what you do.
Okay.
Listen to me. You send out one of those email blasts, Colin Kaepernick. You email blast.
But it's going to get out.
But it'll be quieter than you saying it. It's just one ding on
Ray,
a phone.
You're not making any sense.
I know that. And I haven't for many years. Let me quote the Bible quickly.
Your name is in my Bible.
Am I in there?
there's a whole chapter devoted to your ass. Yeah.
Brother, your personality is what it is.
We can't change that. Brother, we tried.
I couldn't help. I couldn't do nothing.
I couldn't do nothing.
About what?
I don't know.
Couldn't
do nothing about nothing. That's how bad it was for me at one point. I tried to do nothing. I couldn't even do nothing about nothing.
Oh.
How crazy
what
it was.
What were you trying to help with then? When you couldn't do nothing?
Nothing. That's what I'm trying to tell you. One day I woke up and said, I want to do nothing. And I couldn't even do nothing about doing nothing.
But I
couldn't do nothing.
I thought you was extracting.
I do. Children from neighborhoods, unsavory situations.
Okay.
And I spit them back out into savory situations.
Oh, okay.
That's what I do.
All right, I was going to ask you, where you take them?
Just like that.
When you extract them.
I go,
and poof.
That's right. There they are.
Okay.
Ooh, new children. So fresh, so clean. At the hands of Ray Ray.
So fresh and so clean.
Mm-hmm.
Inspiring them to go on and do things.
Quote Outkast?
I did. That's right. Big boy.
That's not gospel.
Big boy. Big boy.
Is that what you call your pastor?
Big boy. That's right. Your personality is what it is, Colin Kaepernick.
You my boy.
Is there Andre 3000 in the congregation?
You know, if I was around when Martin Luther King was around, I would have told him to stay quiet.
Mm.
Be quiet.
Yeah, Ralph Abernathy. Be
yeah,
quiet,
Frederick Douglass, I would have said, shh.
Mm. Don't talk about what is.
Be quiet.
4th of July to the Negro, right?
Do not say a thing. Mm. Do not change anything.
Can I ask you a personal question, Ray?
Sure, go ahead.
Do you like the song Mask Off?
I'm not doing that. No.
You can't say Molly.
No, I'm not gonna. Percocet. No, the Lord does not like recreational drugs.
Oh, okay.
No.
Mm.
Now, if you're taking it for pain medication, or
some deer antler,
yeah, and then, or to get back out on the field,
yeah.
to fix up that labrum,
all right,
then maybe. But no,
Percocet help you get back on the field. In moderation?
You got a point. Okay.
Yeah, all
okay.
Right.
You
so
gotta,
say it.
You got to. No, I'm not going to do it. I will not do that. I'm
here to serve the Lord. Lord,
now,
Lord, Lord.
In your statement, you said when you get back on the fields, I took that as to mean this is going to happen. Colin Kaepernick is going to be a Raven. Is that what you meant when you said when you get back on the field?
Did he say when instead
yes.
of if?
Yeah. Yes.
I don't know. I don't think he knows what the hell's going on. He said he just got. I think you're reading too much in between the lines.
Damn.
Here. Yeah.
Emma.
I think you are.
Okay.
I don't think that he knows. Okay. Like, if they knew they were going to sign him, they would have signed him. Why are they going to tell Ray
Lewis?
They're
working out the paperwork.
They called Ray Lewis
to get the pulse of the situation. Oh, why wouldn't they tell him? They would tell Ray. Please. They said, Ray, hey, Ray, we're trying to iron out the deal right now. I'm sure they're trying to iron it out. Probably going to have a ton of incentives.
Right.
If you don't be quiet.
Do you think that they would write that in the contract that you must stand for the Statue of Liberty? Oh, my God. Talk about losing it. You must stand for the national anthem.
I don't think they could put that in there. Excuse me.
I'm not rapping in Ray Lewis voice.
Oh, man. It'd be perfect. I want to see a battle between Coach O and Ray Lewis. Go ahead, Coach. yes, I don't think you would have that language included in the contract, but I think it's going to be incentive laden.
Well, I'm sure.
And it's not going to, you know, they can't just draw it up like that willy-nilly. I think it's going to take a while for them to iron this thing out.
Well, it's taken too long already.
I would agree.
I mean, I think we know by now.
But they've been having these focus groups. They've taken the pulse of Ray Lewis and other people.
They should have known by now. So I think they have. They do know by now. Mm-hmm. So whatever it's going to be, they should let us know. And even if it's not, we're not going to sign them. Okay, fine. We'll say that. Right. I'll disagree with it, but at least make the decision.
True. Make the decision.
Do you have my name in your Bible?
No.
You don't?
I don't even have my name in it.
Do you have a Bible?
Yeah.
You have one?
I have one somewhere.
Somewhere? You don't know where it is?
I don't know where it is.
Your name is in my Bible.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Maybe I should dig it up. I still have my Bible. I told you the story. Jack Del Rio, when he was my position coach with the Saints, gave me a Bible.
Oh, did he?
Personalized it. Yeah.
Wait, he signed a Bible for you?
I believe so. Yeah.
That's a little pretentious. Signing a Bible?
I think there was a little note in there or something. Yeah. I mean...
Did he
autographed it or something? I haven't looked at it
Who's
forever.
Who's allowed to sign the Bible?
Whoever gives it to you.
I don't think so.
Your pastor?
Even that. I mean, hey, man, from Bishop McConnell.
Yeah. You know? That's the best name you could come up with.
What?
McTurtle.
I said McConnell. McTurtle?
Yeah.
I said McConnell. Isn't there a Bishop McConnell somewhere? Bishop McTurtle.
That's what they call
like a
little, that.
It
other
sounds like
McConnell.
A religious children's show.
That's what they call
it?
That other McConnell. That's Senator McConnell.
McTurtle. Hey, it's me, kids. Bishop McTurtle. Slowly teaching you about Jesus Christ.
Do you have a Bible?
No.
Why is that like. No.
Of course not.
I'm going to give you mine.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
No.
Hit you with it. It's a big one, too.
No, I've moved on from that. Moved on from all that stuff. Kids. The Pope can sign the Bible.
The Pope.
The Pope is allowed.
That's it?
The Pope's allowed to sign God? The Bible. Yeah, sure. If you want to go there, I mean, that's sort of a given. I'm talking about living people right now.
Oh, I misunderstood the question.
Yeah.
People that actually exist.
Mikey P's contributions today have been remarkable.
Let's see. Mother Teresa?
She's dead.
I know, but I'm just saying.
We need living people.
Oh.
The Pope is
it. At least she existed.
The Pope is it.
That's it?
The Pope.
Gotta be somebody else.
Abdul Smith.
Abdul signed him.
Yeah.
I'm here to sign your Bible. Don't start with that game. Leave Abdul alone, okay? All right? Just stop.
Abdul Smith.
Let's see. Who's the other one? Oh, man. Dude, I'm such a heathen now. I can't remember all the deities.
Just leave it at the Pope.
That's
how about
it?
That?
I'm here
That's
for
it.
My 1:15 appointment.
Pope's it, man. Pope's it. Pope's the only guy who's allowed to sign the Bible. So Jack Del Rio. My point is that Jack Del Rio is not on that list. Not allowed to sign a Bible, my opinion.
don't know if he signed.
Well, it's two people. It's two people. It's the Pope and it's Ray Lewis.
Talk to Gio and Jones now. 855-212-4CBS.
And we're blocked by Ray Lewis.
Yeah. We're global, baby.
We are. Despised in the States, popular in Latvia. It's Gio and Jones. Weekdays.
I'd take that.
6 to 9 Eastern. Right here. On CBS Sports Radio.
Pray for us, McTurtle.
McTurtle. Oh, if you missed the last segment, I just made up a name that sounded like a Catholic name, like Bishop McConnell, and Brian goes, McTurtle?
Why would you bring him up?
And then all of a sudden, a guy, Lenny Smith, who is one of our great tweeters, sends us a picture of a cartoon, like Church Turtle, and then all of us started laughing, and he said, all I did was Google Church Turtle. It's as easy as that. I'm not some sort of genius. So we've been all over the map, and we've got a bogus update right now to sort of recalibrate.
Not bogus. Bogus, you have a Bible?
No. I don't have a Bible.
We're all heathens. There you go.
No, he's not. He's a good...
What?
I don't have a Bible.
Yeah, but still,
he's a good
he's not a heathen. Good.
He's a good... What does that mean? He's good.
Person. He's a good person.
I'm a good person.
No, you're not. Let's cut.
No, I'm not.
Let's cut right to it. No. No
what?
Way. No, no, no.
I'm just going to start the update.
You can't be a good person if you're trying to be a better man. Take that. Whap. Bang. Boom.
That's so untrue.
You got to start somewhere to get to the better man.
No. You can be a good person, but you can become an even better person. Hey, man, when I was a kid, somebody shot my dog.
Damn.
That's the best damn ever.
It really ever. Is. Courtesy of none other
Bugatti.
Than Bugatti Casino.
We need to call Bugatti, man, just to check in, Mikey B.
Yeah, seriously.
See what he's doing.
Once a week, Bugatti Casino.
I ain't stole no dime.
Current events with Bugatti Casino.
You're a good person.
Damn.
I'm just kidding. You're a good person.
I wasn't. So Washington Nationals ace Max Scherzer had never done this as a big leaguer until last night in Miami.
The kick and the pitch. Swing and Max hits into the air to deep left field. This one's way back. It's going. It's going. It is gone. Goodbye. Over the Clevelander and into the second deck. Max Scherzer has hit his first career big league home run.
That is Charlie Slows on Nats Radio. First career homer for Scherzer as Washington built a 6-0 lead, but then Scherzer pulled himself from the game after one warm-up pitch before the bottom of the second. He had a stiff neck, which he blames on a bad night's sleep.
This isn't like an injury where I crashed somewhere, did something stupid. This is just, I slept on it wrong. And that sometimes you wake up in the morning, you're cranking your neck.
I've had a stiff neck for 2 weeks, man. I haven't been able to get to my chiropractor.
Really?
Yeah. Stiff.
That look hurt. Okay to me.
Yeah, you look
stiff.
Fine.
Trust me, it's stiff.
Maybe good your glasses are too heavy?
Excuse me?
Maybe your glasses are too heavy?
Oh, man.
How'd you do it?
Sleeping wrong. Why are you looking at me? I'm a good person, G.
Yeah, sure. Why do I feel like it was an activity that threw this neck out?
Sleeping.
Oh, sleeping wrong.
Yeah. When you're sleeping in your car outside the club... At 3 in the morning.
Who does that?
Necks get stiff.
Who does that? Sex.
The Marlins rallied, by the way, after Scherzer left to beat his Nats 7-6. Cubs lefty John Lester also went deep for the first time last night and recorded career strikeout number 2,000, but he could not get through the fifth inning. So no W in a 16-4 trouncing of the Diamondbacks. The Cubs are 14-3 since the All-Star break. A 3-2 win in Atlanta has the Dodger win streak at 9. Cleveland center fielder Austin Jackson went over the bullpen fence in Fenway last night, chasing a Hanley Ramirez drive.
Jackson gets up, and he has the baseball. Austin Jackson with the catch of the year.
Jim Rosenhaus on Indians Radio. Jackson jumped and flipped over the bullpen fence. His team led 7-5 at that point. It would trail 9-7, then lead again at 10-9 before losing 12-10 on Christian Vasquez's two-out, three-run homer, bottom nine. There is some breaking news from college football. Ara Parseghian, the longtime Notre Dame coach, has passed away. The school announcing that moments ago. He was 94 years old. From the NFL, veteran Arizona Cardinal right tackle Jared Veltier admitting that he took a personal day last week to think over his playing future in the wake of the latest damning CTE study. But now Velhier says he is back with, quote, a lot of clarity. And you boys didn't do it earlier in the show, so I'll do it now. Who knew Beyonce was talking about the Houston Rockets? No? If she liked
he needs some clarity. You need some clarity, homie.
You didn't play the song. You talked about it. You didn't play the cheesy song.
Provide some clarity then.
Yeah.
I just did.
You implied that we didn't talk about it. Right. You guys didn't do it before.
You didn't play the song.
Oh, okay.
Before.
If you like it, you're going to have to put a whole lot of
money. Hey, Lars, we're talking about Beyonce here, man. You got any thoughts on that?
So she reportedly wants a piece of the team, and so does Hakeem Olajuwon. He's
no
being courted by multiple investment groups to join their efforts to buy the team from
Who's
Wesley.
That?
Hakeem Olajuwon.
Oh, yeah.
Hakeem Olajuwon. Yeah. What?
What did Mike say something to you in your ear?
Told him he was the former center for them. And the Raptors.
He's trying to help you out. I don't understand what the big problem is. He's just giving you a little help here or there.
He had this shake move that was pretty cool.
Don't you want that from your producer? Just kidding. When you're stuck, give you a little help, little push in the doldrums. Just a little help here or there.
Get high.
That's what Brian will do at 9 o'clock. All right, I've lost him. So, Bogus, you want to talk about Dallas Keuchel while Brian recovers? Because he is cooked. He is. I've seen these before. These fits, and it takes about 45 seconds to a minute, generally. So we'll let him work it out.
Who's Dallas Keuchel, Mike? I need help. My left ear.
So anyway. He also, I guess, forgot that they got Francisco Liriano.
Yeah.
What guy did yesterday.
Yeah. Actually, he knew, and that's why he was angry. Yeah. This is the best you got?
Yeah. So he said, quote, I mean, I'm not going to lie. Disappointment is a little bit of an understatement. I feel like a bunch of teams really bolstered their rosters for the long haul and for a huge playoff push, and us just kind of staying pat was really disappointing to myself. Not the greatest grammar there, but he did go on to say, I think we have a good enough team to go to the World Series. We've had the same team since spring training.
I was about to say that, dude. I think he's doing all right.
Yeah. But I can understand that thought. I mean, when you look around at the deals that were made in both leagues where teams did, and they were looking for, getting a starting pitcher to help out that staff and to help him out. I mean, think about watching the Yankees go get Sonny Gray. And even though Yu Darvish went to a National League team, that's also another guy. I mean, whether they're going to trade him within the division, who knows? But I don't blame him for being vocal about that. I don't think it's a bad thing at all that he was.
Well, they still have people hurt, and Keuchel's been hurt. And McCullers, is he back on the DL?
Yeah, he just went back on the DL.
Yeah, just went back on the DL, so let's see if he comes back.
I don't know why I pointed to the television.
That's DirecTV, he's on the DL.
He's like, yeah, he was on. Yeah, he just went back on the DL. Pointed on to the TV.
Yeah, because one television's not working.
Yeah.
It's on the DL currently.
Yeah. Right. But yeah. So.
This is the topic of my sports minute this morning.
Get out of here.
It was. What a coincidence.
Well, what'd you say during the sports? Do we have the sports minute?
No. It's not. It hasn't been.
Oh, it hasn't been played. Oh, we're not allowed.
What time is it? I don't know. Anyway, I actually was a little bothered by it just because, in general, people to me react around trades and signings as if GMs didn't try to do things. Like Jeff Luhnow tried, and he didn't get what he wanted. He can't make the other guy take his offer. So you can be disappointed, but some people act as if Jeff Luhnow went on vacation Monday and didn't do anything.
Right.
Like he tried.
Right.
And the other guy didn't say yes. There's nothing else he can do.
Right. But
unless
did Keuchel say he was disappointed that the team didn't try, or did he say he was disappointed
We stood pat as if they made a decision not to make a trade. And Luhnow said he had like multiple trades almost done that fell through. Now he might have messed those up. We may find out, and somebody may whisper that he was asking for too much or lowballing people. But I feel like a lot of times the reaction is, well, why didn't you do that? Well, I tried.
So if
but
he
I can't
had,
make it happen.
If he had said, I know that management tried to make a deal and I'm disappointed nothing happened, you'd be better with
yes,
that.
Yes, I think he could have worded it better. Because Jeff Luna doesn't go on the go on TV and go, man, I wish Dallas Keuchel didn't hang a slider when a guy hits a home run off him.
I don't know if
things
it,
happen.
It didn't seem like a shot to management to me. It seemed like a guy who's very competitive that feels like they've got an opportunity to do something special that was disappointed that a deal didn't work out. I mean, if he really wanted to take a shot at his general manager.
Well, Keuchel should have come out and said exactly what they needed. What do you feel the holes are in this lineup or in the pitching
staff?
Well,
that's going like he.
Well, you're gonna put that out there. We didn't do enough. Well, what the hell do you think we need? You play GM.
And who else is he critiquing?
Right.
For a non-trade than the GM.
Who do you want to get rid of?
Yeah, but a lot of these, you know, the Yankees didn't deal anybody off their current roster. I mean, to go out and get Sonny Gray, so it's never necessarily someone that they have on the roster. There's a lot of, you know, there's prospects generally.
Well, he's been down there with a few of those prospects. He's been on the DL. You have a couple of games down there before you come back up to the big club. He knows their names. He knows the players.
Yeah, I don't think I
should have been more specific.
I'm never going to have an issue with a guy who wants the team to be better.
That's fine, but be more specific. Where are the holes? That would have been my next question if I was a reporter talking to him. Okay, where do you feel there's a need? Then he would have really stepped in it.
You want him to really step in it?
No,
huh?
I'm just saying he just really would have at that point.
Okay.
Just get your ass healthy. How about that?
Well, there. I just found out that the Astros are building a baseball academy in the Dominican Republic.
North side or south side?
It's north. Oh. They're going to corner the market out there, so you're screwed. So they don't have to have this issue again in the future.
Would you stay out of my ear?
What do you say now? See, nobody can hear this. That's the problem.
I told Brian this was a joke at him.
There's going to be violence one day.
Let's go in the tent. Come on. It's you and I. Let's go.
All right. I'll meet you in the tent.
Let's go.
What Brian's meet me referring right now. To, there's a big tarp up that's surrounding this area where they're building our new newsroom. So it looks like a tent. And nobody can see in there what's going on. So if Brian takes Mikey B in there and
BYOB, bring your own bat.
Beat your own Bisseglia. Don't do that. Your brain's already messed up. Hit your head on the microphone and make it worse.
That's not a joke.
You couldn't even remember Hakeem Olajuwon before. Come on, dude.
Yeah, right.
Give yourself a break.
He's the old Rocket Center.
Yeah. Sometimes it was a Keem, and then it was a Hakeem. Added an H along the line. Yeah.
Coming right back.
Check us out on Facebook at Gio and Jones.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Today's question comes from the great X-Ray Lenny, who has been all over Twitter today. Mm. And he says, if you could adopt any pro athlete as your own child, who would you pick and why without using contract as why? So it's not because of money. You cannot pick the person who makes the most money. Sit on that. Think about that. Chew it up. And we'll get an answer in a second. Sign up to be an O Rewards member today and start earning instantly. O Rewards members earn $5 back for every 150 points you earn. It's fast, easy, and free. And only at O'Reilly Auto Parts. See store for details. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
I had one in mind, but I think PDB changed my mind.
Oh, really? Well, who's the one you had in mind first?
I was going to say Russell Wilson because Ciara would come with him.
But if you're adopting this person as your own child, and then you're, I guess, drooling over that person's wife, isn't that a little creepy?
Can I do this? Not creepy to me, damn it. Well, but then he mentioned Aaron Judge. Flavor of the month, been flavor of the baseball season. He's hot. Everybody wants him. So I'll adopt Mr. Judge, and I'll take, you know, everything he doesn't take.
So you're going to get the leftovers, the Aaron Judge leftovers.
There you go.
Interesting question.
Those are some good leftovers.
I mean, the adopting thing as a child, like that kind of ruins everything. Because if it wasn't like adopt as your own child, you'd definitely go some sort of European tennis player. You would. But the fact that you're adopting it into your family,
right,
that then nixes that part
right.
of it. And then you can't use the money, so you can't go to the richest guy.
No. Nope.
And you couldn't go to James Harden, who just had that gazillion-dollar contract, because he's saying we can't use that as a criteria.
Right.
So then, you know who I would adopt? I would adopt Tiger Woods. So I could be there with him as he straightens his life out.
Ah, started at the bottom, now we're here.
Yeah.
Okay, I like that. And you can get his leftover.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, I can't even. Well, he's not like that anymore, right? He went to rehab.
Oh, must be crazy.
I lose it for an hour, then I get it back.
I'm trying to think, who else could you mentor? Be a good
Pac-Man Joe.
Ah!
Never be boring.
Pete, you got one, you said?
Yes, Brian Jones.
Oh, no.
No.
No, no, no. Mm-mm. How about, you know what? I'd adopt all the ball kids, so then LeVar wouldn't be around anymore to be their father. That's what I would do. LaMelo, LiAngelo, Lonzo. I'll take all of them, so then LeVar doesn't have anything to say anymore.
I think they're already ruined.
So I could be the new LeVar Ball.
I think the young one. They're ruined. Which one was at the WWE match?
LaMelo.
Yeah.
Both, I think Lonzo and LaMelo were there.
Lonzo wasn't there.
Yeah, I think he was.
But he wasn't the one that uttered the...
No.
Yeah, that was... Yeah. Which one?
LaMelo.
LaMelo. So Lonzo, LaMelo, who's the third one?
LiAngelo, who stinks. He's not any good. It's the middle kid. He's
all right,
good.
So you adopt.
He's going to have a rough life.
Who's your adopt, Mikey?
He's the Cooper Manning of the Ball family.
Damn.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Cupper. They call him Cupper. You ever notice that?
They
do? Like Peyton's like, yeah, and then, yo, Eli and Cupper. What? Cupper.
Accent, man. Dialect. Southern
weird.
Dialect.
Who would you adopt?
Brooke Lopez.
Oh, stop.
He'd be fun.
Hey, what are we going to do today, Dad?
We'd have a good time. He's a cool dude.
Want to work on your grammar again today, Dad?
Or JaVale McGee would be fun.
First class all the way.
Yeah.
What do you think? JaVale McGee would be fun.
With his weird skinned cat.
Yeah. What does this thing call again?
All right, Dad. Let's go over the forms of there again and how we use them.
So excited to be here today.
With my new dad, Mike Pisaglia. This is awesome.
And he's Russian.
Yeah.
Rock Dimitri, Lopez. Irina, and Brett.
And Brett.
Hey, can I pet Leon, Dad? Please.
He's a cat owner, Brooke.
Oh. Oh, that's right.
Wow, you're all in his business. That's creepy.
Yeah, how do you know? Well, you follow him on Instagram probably, right?
There was an article I was reading about NBA players with cats, and he was listed in it.
You are weird, man.
Why is that something you'd click on?
I was interested to learn about other players and the cats they own.
Please. You are too far.
Just punch him in the face.
I want to.
Get it over with.
Would you please go in the white tent with me?
Get it over with. Do you remember some of the other players? JaVale McGee, Brooke Lopez. Anybody else had a cat?
You know, I don't remember.
Okay, why don't you look it up?
I'll Google this information.
Hey, Dad, you want to work on your OCD today? Try to get some of that. You like stop flipping the light switch on and off 50 times? We could do that today. Hey, Dad, you want to redo the Body by Bisaglia website?
No, son.
No? Okay, just asking. Hey, Dad, you want to go hang out in the sun so you don't look like a cadaver anymore? No? Okay.
Okay.
All right, stop, Lopez. Man, stop. Yeah.
That's enough.
Come on.
Hey, this is great news for you.
Who is you?
Brian Jones, man.
What is great news for me?
MTV is bringing back the music video countdown show, Total Request... Excuse me. Total Request Live.
Yes. Who to who?
Total, what was that?
Total Request Live.
No, before the request.
I can't. There's no way I could say that word again, whatever it was that I said. Request. Total Request Live. We'll be back.
Who?
TRL.
Sweet.
Yeah.
About damn time.
So music videos had been dead for a long time. You were the only one watching them on Fuse in the middle of the night.
I am not the only one watching videos.
Close to the only
one
watching. They
have epic, awesome videos on 572, I believe, on DirecTV.
Oh, wow.
Epic, awesome
videos. Yeah. So they're going to bring it back.
Mixtape.
So they got
Scramble.
People got to get back on their video game again.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
I'm down for that.
Because back in the day, I mean, people used to go crazy with their videos. There's still some good ones.
There's some great ones out there.
But
I was watching one this morning. Pretty good.
Yeah.
Kendrick Lamar and Rihanna.
Yeah,
man. You got to get back in these videos. I don't know why you're hating on the videos.
Well, it reminds me of being a child, I think is what it was. I used to watch the TRL stuff and be like, I'm watching a music video. I'm a kid. I'm a teenager. Just like
it's not like it's a cartoon, man. It's real life stuff happening here.
It feels like that, though.
No, it does not. Feel remotely like that.
Yeah. All right. I'll try it. How about that? I'll try it for you. I'll try getting back into watching music videos.
Good videos. No, you don't have to. More for me. I watch them.
More for you.
Not like I can hoard them, right? Give me your television.
You think if we sent that segment about Coligard to our sales department, they'd actually try to get a sponsorship?
No.
Know that they wouldn't?
Probably not.
Would they you should. Do it?
Oh, of course I will.
Yeah, all right.
Send it to them. Yeah, I'm going to need that.
I'd like to see that. We got to come up with new innovative ways to get revenue.
Yeah.
You know? NTR, they call it. Non-traditional.
There you go.
So we got to.
Which we are.
Yeah.
Non-traditional, non-conventional.
We should send the Translateris video to TRL.
Oh, man.
Would they play it?
It would be number one across the country, I think. Rihanna and DJ Khaled, number two. Translateris with cardboard cutouts of Gio and Jones, number one.
There it is. I'm going to Riga.
Thanks to Hall of Famer Mike Haynes. Thanks to Ray Lewis's Twitter account, who blocked us at Gio and Jones. Thanks to Coligard, our new sponsor.
Make sure you get that 10-second rectal exam.
Mikey B, PDB, a bogus Jock Alone. Talk to you tomorrow. Gio and Jones, CBS Sports Radio.
When the stakes rise and the lights get bright, that's when you find out who can really swim. Deep Waters is a new UFC podcast from CBS Sports. Every Monday, myself, Dean Thomas, alongside with legends of the sport, Chris Weidman, Jorge Masvidal, and Dustin Poirier, bring you inside the octagon like no one else can. Deep Waters, new episodes every Monday. Watch on YouTube or listen on Apple, Spotify, and everywhere else you get podcasts.